Barb Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music.
Rhonda Googe has done a lot. She's been a fixture in the Mitchell County music scene since the 1970s. She can play at least a dozen instruments. She's recorded multiple albums under her own name as well as with others. She's performed with legendary musicians such as Red Wilson. She's taught traditional music to more than 1,000 students, and in 2023, she was awarded the North Carolina Heritage Award. We sat down recently with Rhonda in her home teaching studio in the Ledger community to talk about her musical journey and to do a little bit of picking.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
It can be difficult to accurately describe music, but Rhonda offered this description for the music she plays.
It's not strictly bluegrass, although I do play it sometimes. It's not really country at all. It is folky, kind of like folk music, and it's a lot of gospel. It's a combination of bluegrass things, fiddle tunes, gospel music, folk music, what I hear in my head that comes out. It's a combination of all that. And whatever comes out, that's who I am. Like if you hear me pick Red Apple Rag, or if you hear me pick Wildwood Flower, that's coming out of me.
Rhonda earned her undergraduate degree from Mars Hill College, now University, and holds a master's degree in Appalachian Studies from Appalachian State University. She shared how her education experience has impacted her journey.
It opened my mind up to a broader perspective of not just music. It did the music a lot, because I met a lot of people through going to school that were musicians that I would never have met if I hadn't done that. And they inspired me and helped me along the way. And it just gave me a broader perspective. It opened up some doors for me that would not have been opened. When I went to graduate school, I had an opportunity to teach at App State. I taught 3 semesters there. I taught Appalachian Strings class, and which consisted of all the instruments. It was the fiddle, the mandolin, the guitar, and the banjo, and we tried to work on one song and get everybody together on one song. We took it one song at a time, and that was fun. And also I taught that twice, taught intro to App Studies, and really enjoyed doing that. Again, there I met a lot of people who influenced me. So that was fun experience, and it, again, a broader perspective, a widening of my mind, a way to teach music from a different angle. Immersed myself more into music theory, and these people that I've met along the way have really, that a lot of them don't even know that they had a great impact.
Rhonda talked about how she uses her proficiencies at multiple instruments to learn new music and guide her teaching.
Yes, I go to the guitar, and I also use the mandolin. Sometimes if I'm learning melody, I will learn it on the mandolin, just the straight melody first. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go to the guitar immediately. And then, you know, if I'm really into the piece, I will try to learn it on the banjo. And what really inspires me to do that more than anything, I kind of have to motivate myself a lot, but if I have a student who says, Rhonda, I need to learn to play this particular song. I want to play this tune. And if it's something I don't know, then that gives me, I'm going to go learn that for that student so I can teach it to them, because they don't know most of the time how to start to teach it to themselves.
Rhonda described how she developed connections to traditional music.
Well, for me personally, growing up here in this community, I knew no one who played anything. So what I heard growing up, and this is telling my age a little bit, but I watched Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs on TV. I loved that show. Mm-hmm. And I watched Arthur Smith from Charlotte play the guitar. Mm-hmm. And I always got the broom and tried to help him. So I didn't have like a, okay, this is kind of Mitchell County thing, or this is, I didn't have that until my mom's sister married Fiddlin' Red Wilson's son. Okay, his name was Oscar. And he, after Margaret and Roger married, I was thrilled to death because I had an in to Red Wilson. And Red had a certain style of old-time fiddling. So, and he was like, to me, my hero. And I would say, let me come up and play with you. And I'd bring my guitar to Margaret and Rogers, and then I'd go on up to Oscar Marie's, and he'd get the fiddle down, and I couldn't put two chords together. And he would sit and play his fiddle. And he would say, you're going to be a good musicianer. That's what he said. That was his term. And, you know, I was 12 years old. So, to me, the flavor I got was listening to Red. And that's the truth. Like I said before, the heritage I had was Red, Wilson, and Church. And my mom knew the old shape notes. Mm-hmm. And she could sing those shape notes like a top. She was very good at that. So, and she could play the piano by ear. So I heard a lot of the old convention style gospel singing growing up. Mm-hmm. Because that was what I was raised with.
Yeah.
And I love that kind of that style of singing, where all the parts are highlighted and there's a call and response in the songs and that kind of thing, because I grew up with that and enjoyed it. And my mom sang in a quartet.
Here's Rhonda playing Red Apple Rag.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Rhonda has shared her music by teaching lessons to students of all ages, and she offered these thoughts on her teaching practice in history.
When I was in high school, a long, long time ago, by the time I was senior, I was playing the guitar pretty much, and I would do things at school, and I had a little group called Young Mountaineers, and we sang in high school. We sang the folky kind of stuff, like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and that kind of thing. And I played in church a lot. And I would go around to different churches sometimes and play. Well, I started playing bass, too, at my church about 1971 or so. And people started asking me, even when I was senior in high school, will you teach my son how to play the guitar? I'm like, who, me? And I would just teach a little bit on the side. And I was still in high school. I hadn't graduated. That was in 73. And so I'd have one or two. And I used to go to their house. And I really did not know how to teach. I just showed them what I knew, you know, and tried to help. So I've been doing this for a long time. And then as I got more into it, I began to see, okay, this person, I've helped them with some chords. This person is now playing somewhere. And it gave me a charge to go to some church or go to a venue somewhere where there was acoustic music and on some stage, or, you know, and that there would be one of my students playing. And I began to feel more and more as years passed that that was my true calling. And the biggest joy and the biggest blessing for me has been to see my students succeed. That has been worth everything. And the neat thing about it, these people were still friends, and they come by, they drop by to see me. That's such a blessing.
With the encouragement of a fellow member of her church, Rhonda learned the bass and started a new tradition.
When I was 15 years old, the choir leader, actually at the time she's playing the piano, had gone to a church and heard a bass guitar with the choir. And she thought that would be wonderful for our choir. And she went to the deacons and she said, "I'd like to get a bass," and said, "I think it would sound good with the choir." Well, I could already play the guitar. And they said, "Well, who will play it?" And I'd never played a bass before. And she said, "Well, Rhonda will play it." And I didn't know how to tune the thing. So she went to Dunham's. Now, Brandon, this is when Dunham's was downtown Asheville, not out there at Oteen. It was in the mall for a while, but that was even before that. And they let her take a guitar, a bass guitar. It was a Fender Music Master and a little Fender amplifier. It stood about like that. I've got one just like it somewhere around here. And brought it on trial to the church. We could keep it a week, and then if we didn't like it, then we could bring it back. So, of course, the church kept it, and I played bass. Well, 50-some years now for the choir.
I will twine mid the rings of my raven black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, with the myrtle as bright as the emerald dew, and the pale amelita and the eyes that look so.
Traditional music has often been a space primarily for men. Rhonda has changed that notion in her life. We asked her about her experience.
When I started playing, that was unheard of around here. For a woman to be playing, I was playing in church. And that wasn't playing the guitar in church. They could play the piano, but the guitar, you know, was kind of different in the Baptist churches around here. I mean, we had piano and organ, that was it. And then when I started going out playing in jam sessions, for years and years, I was the only woman. And most of the time, I still am if I go to something like that. And I've had this happen more than once. "You play pretty good for a girl." And I'm like, "Really?" And I don't know whether to say thank you or what to say at that, you know. So it's been kind of odd.
The North Carolina Arts Council awards the North Carolina Heritage Awards, which serve to deepen our awareness of North Carolina's diverse cultural traditions and their importance to our state's past, present, and future. Rhonda shared a funny story about learning that she would receive the award.
I couldn't believe it. I had forgotten about that because that was back in 2018 when Hillary sent in the application or whatever it was for that. And I kind of forgot about it because Arvel, I think, won it, Arvel Freeman, that mm-hmm. year. And I thought, well, that's great. I wasn't at all upset or anything. And then when it came around and they called me, Zoe Van Buren called me. And this was the funniest thing, Brandon, when she called, the day she called, I said, "This is a joke and I don't appreciate it." Because I did not believe it. I thought it was a prank. And I started to hang up. And she said, "No, no, no, don't hang up. This is for real." And I'm like, "What?" So I was surprised and shocked and honored. Honored and still am honored to have been chosen for that award. I felt like that there were a lot of people out there that deserved it, maybe more than I ever did, but I just am honored and humbled. And the trip to Raleigh and all that happened during that time, I will carry that with me forever.
You can learn more about Rhonda Googe and traditional music at BlueRidgeMusicNC.com.